Last May, as he walked home from doing his shopping, 87-year-old Irishman John McKee was fatally injured in North London. The pensioner had just visited his local supermarket and kebab shop when the incident happened. A 58-year-old man has since been arrested and is due in court next month. John McKee, a bachelor most of his life, was survived by his four remaining siblings and 22 nieces and nephews. Two of those family members sat down with our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell, to talk about the uncle they knew and loved.
He was so many different things to different people, but ultimately he was just a charming, simple man.
In her sitting room, Margaret Kennedy has laid out recently discovered photos of her beloved uncle, John Mackey. A bachelor most of his life, the photos bring a smile to her face because they remind her of the charmer he once was.
We found these pictures and it's Uncle John with groups of unknown women and surrounded by women, and it really gave us a kick because it kind of, his early life, it really showed what a charmer he was.
An Irishman, a family man and devoted Arsenal fan, John Mackey was also known to be quite the character, something his nephew Adrian fondly remembers.
He was a bit of an enigma. Because even up to a couple of years ago or recently, we always said, you know, we were never quite sure whether Uncle John was just plain Uncle John or whether he was a millionaire.
Because their Uncle John had a style about him, always seen with his signature fedora hat, a well-known member of the Irish community in North London after moving there at the age of 19 from Callan, County Kilkenny. He was one of 11 children.
He got his first job in London through Uncle Bill with Pye Electrics, making radios and wireless bits in those days and all that. That was his first job, yeah.
The photos on Margaret's table tell the story of a man with a zest for life who was much loved. And so on the afternoon of May 6th, they couldn't believe when they got a call to say that their uncle had been attacked just a stone's throw away from his home in North London.
He spoke to his aunt, his sister Betty, in Australia at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And she said he was in great form. And he said, I'm going to go out and get myself a bit of dinner and a few bits at the co-op. And he went out. He went to the co-op, he bought a few little provisions, cornflakes, a shepherd's pie, and he stopped and got himself sausage and chips for his dinner on the way home from the kebab shop. And at 5:52 in the evening, he was attacked literally within sight of his front door.
He was just an old 87-year-old man.
A frail 87-year-old
man. Going about his business down at the co-op and coming home. You know, it was utter shock. The brutality of it, but that it could happen to him.
In a statement, the Metropolitan Police described John Mackey as an innocent man. Last month, the man was arrested and charged with the pensioner's murder and robbery. He's due in court again at the end of July. The incident came as a huge shock to the community in Manor House, where John Mackey lived.
Our sister Pat's done a lot of clearing of his flat, etc., and the neighbours have all come out to have a chat and stories about John.
And the tribute cards on the flowers also, you know, to a gentleman, a lovely neighbour, you know, nothing but praise for him. That was him. You know, everybody loved him.
There was one gesture in particular that really caught the family by surprise.
We were overwhelmed, actually. We thought it was so lovely that Arsenal Football Club sent the family some flowers and a lovely card, which unnecessary, but lovely. It meant a lot to us all, actually.
John Mackey will be laid to rest in his native Callan, County Kilkenny next week. His coffin will be draped in an Arsenal flag, his signature hat will sit above us, and his family will get a chance to say goodbye to the uncle who leaves behind so many fond memories.
We're all still in shock because Uncle John was just there. He was Uncle John, and we knew if we went to London, we would always nip on the tube up to Archway to see him.
I think you know, my view on that would be that nothing is forever. You know, we all die, but it's how it happened. And I think, you know, it's just left this general air of just disbelief, shock, this incredibly deep sorrow in how it happened is what I'd say.
And that was Adrian Kennedy, nephew of the late John Mackey, ending that report by our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.